Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. Today, I want to talk about an interesting article that I read in Time Magazine. It has to do with gun ownership and violence, written by Time Magazine. And it was actually quite interesting, and this kind of relates to some of the reasons why I feel Thailand is a better choice than Philippines. So for those of you that aren't aware, Philippines, gun ownership is actually quite easy. It's as easy or easier than the United States. I mean, there are over 4 million gun holders in Philippines. I mean, accountants and priests carry them, school teachers carry them. Anyone can basically carry. Anyone can go to a mall and buy a gun at a gun store. I mean, it's at every corner, just like the United States. But they don't have, the difference is they don't have quite the mass shootings like the United States. Well, the United States is kind of a rare beast when it comes to mass shootings like this. And I really believe it's deep ingrained in American culture and the hatred for one another and the arrogance of some of these morons who go out there and do that. But that's beside the point. We're talking about Philippines today. So for those of you that are still debating between, well, why not Philippines as opposed to Thailand? Well, gun ownership in Thailand is illegal for most. It is very, very difficult to obtain a gun. So you don't really have to worry. If you are someone like myself, so I am a responsible gun owner in the United States. I've been shooting guns ever since I was in high school. I've taken lessons. I even thought about competition shooting. But I'm a responsible gun owner, responsible shooter. But obviously there are a lot of knuckleheads out there. And the one thing is as a gun owner coming here to Thailand, I don't miss owning my guns. But you know what I miss most of all? I don't miss knowing that every single person basically has a gun. That if there's some sort of disagreement, they're not going to pull out a gun from their car, from their hip, from their purse. I don't have to worry about stuff like that. But that's something I'm always concerned about in the United States. It's crazy. When I'm in the States, over the last decade, you know what my mom tells my brother and I? Don't piss anyone off because you never know when someone has a gun. It's crazy when you think about that. In Philippines, it's really no difference because there is, of all of Asia, Philippines has one of the highest gun violence. A lot of people own guns. I mean, shit, you can find a hitman for as low as $300 to knock someone off. And even in the United States, if you do a background check and you have some sort of, you're a felon or something like that, obviously you can't own a gun. But in Philippines, you could pay a fixer and have that reversed so you can still own a gun. And obviously that's not counting of all the illegal guns that's also in that country. So for me, as I tell most people, the three top reasons why I will never, ever live in Philippines, and this is speaking with experienced individuals like myself that have been to the country, and also family members that have lived in Philippines as an expat that have moved out. So here are the three top reasons. Number one, when you're in the Philippines, you feel like you're in a second world country. It's still extremely poor. It's dirty. And the problem is that you have a significant amount of people that are uneducated. So when you have a large group of uneducated people, you have a lot of scammers. Because you don't understand the mentality of countries that don't have a high level of education where their population, part of their population, excuse me, hold on, take a sip of my coffee here, where a large part of their population doesn't know how to read and write, people think different. I don't know about yourself, but I have been around people who are not educated. I mean, not one day in school. And it's not by their choice. It's the way they grew up. But these type of individuals think different. And the way they think is always, what can I have now as opposed to what can I have later. So when you, whether it's going to Latin America, Asia, or some other country that's a second world country, or in Africa, you have a large number of scammers trying to get money now. They don't think about future relationships. They don't think about anything like that. And I don't feel like that when I'm in Thailand. Of course, you're going to have some scammers in some of the areas like in Pattaya or Phuket, you know, this heavily tourist populated area. But I've been here for 10 plus years. I never had an altercation. Never had anyone raise their voice at me. Never been in an argument. Not even close. And I never had anyone attempt to scam me. Where Latin America, oh, I've had many instances of that. Europe, instances of that. Southern part of Europe, especially pickpockets. Number one rule of thumb in Europe, if you're riding any sort of subway, watch your pockets. Put your wallet in your front pocket and have your hand there. There are a lot of pickpockets. So that's my number one reason. Philippines still makes me feel like I'm in a second world country. While here in Thailand, especially in a big, beautiful city like Bangkok, or even Hua Hin, or even Pattaya, I don't feel like I'm in a second world country because there are big, beautiful buildings, beautiful homes, mansions, golf courses. I mean, luxury living is everywhere, luxury lifestyle, but obviously for a fraction of the price. Then the second reason is violence. There is a lot of violence in Philippines. I mean, do your research yourself. Duterte, the outgoing president, tried to do his, and unsuccessfully, his war on crime, even paid people to kill drug dealers for bounty. Didn't work. In fact, it divided the countries severely. And then now you got there's another Marcos that's a president. I haven't been following too much on the Filipino politics, but violence is still an issue. And that is one of the reasons why, while family members and, let's just say, acquaintances that I know that have lived in the Philippines for not just 1 or 2 years, I'm talking for a decade, 2 decades, and 3 decades, saying that this place is too dangerous, I need to leave. I'm coming to Thailand. So violence is a big issue. If you don't want your life threatened, if you want to be able to walk out in the street, feel comfortable that you're not going to be mugged or someone's going to whip out a gun at you, come here to Thailand. I have walked on the streets in all hours, even drunk off my mind. Never had an issue. I feel safe here. Obviously, there are places where you shouldn't do that, especially if you're a woman. If you're a woman, like some of the southern islands, like Koh Tao. Or I would never do that in Phuket. I would never do that in Pattaya. But my wife and I spend most of our time here in Bangkok. Bangkok's safe. Just, you can't be stupid. But for the most part, I feel safe here. I don't feel safe in the United States. That's why I don't want to live there anymore. That's why there's so many Americans that don't want to live there anymore. And then the third thing, which is one of the biggest for someone like myself, which is a real estate investor, you know, I've been doing that for over 2 decades, is Filipino real estate is not known to be a great investment. Or Thailand, foreigners have been buying properties here for decades upon decades. And you have world-class developers, world-class projects, resort properties from Mandarin Oriental to Banyan Tree to Ritz-Carlton. I prefer the real estate investments here in Thailand. I feel it's a better bang for the buck. I feel the tenants that are renting our units are better, and also there's better future appreciation. Those are my top three things. So please remember this. If someone tells you, hey, you should check out Philippines. It's cheap. Yeah, it is cheap. But it's not the best place to live. If you want to go somewhere where you're going to get a little bit of everything, you're going to have a very well-rounded types of cuisine, diversity of expats, safety, beauty of the country. I mean, yes, there are some beautiful beaches from Cebu and Boracay, but we have those versions here in Thailand too. Thailand is the better bet. And if you're someone that wants to buy real estate, especially for an investment, Thailand definitely outweighs Philippines. It's a much better investment and a much safer investment. So check out the article. I'm gonna try to put a link, if I can remember. I'm gonna try to put a link, but if you want, just Google Time Magazine, Philippine gun violence or Philippine gun ownership. You'll see the article. It's a very well-written article. There'll be more stats. But Philippines is not quite the paradise as it once was. You know, I remember talking to an expat in one of the beach areas, and he came from the Philippines. And actually, he was married. He actually still is married to a Filipino wife. Lived there for like almost 3 decades, and then moved to Jomtien. He and the Filipino wife decided to move out of Philippines because they felt that Thailand provided a better lifestyle. So I hope you found this to be useful. I hope you found this to be helpful. I hope I shed some light. There is just too many things that make this country just such a wonderful place to live. And especially when you compare it to other Southeast Asian countries, Thailand surpasses them all. Philippines, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Myanmar. You definitely don't want to go to Myanmar. Malaysia, Indonesia. Thailand's better. If you don't believe it, come for yourself. Come see for yourself. Folks, we're open. As of July 1st, Thailand is eliminating the Thai Pass. So you don't have to go online to apply for a Thai Pass to come to this country. The Thai Pass is because you had to not just provide your proof of vaccine, a PCR test, and also get insurance. You don't have to do that anymore. As of July 1st, that is being eliminated. So come here, check it out for yourself, walk the streets, go to the beach. Everything that I've said in my podcast will prove to be true. We'll see you soon.